Blast.
Oh my gosh, incredible.
I hit the record button. We're going. Again. We're doing it live.
Vindicators.
Okay, man, don't even give us a chance to like sit.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
It's more funnier.
Who needs to sit? It's more funnier.
It's kind of like when you in a sitcom when you fade in on them laughing.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hey, well, welcome back to the Movie Rubric. I am Timothy McDaniel.
Cole Wright.
Joan Jobai.
And I
am Steve.
Oh.
Why didn't I see that coming? Why didn't I see that
Jonah
coming?
Jonah has the color.
Oh,
kinda.
No way, I am Steve.
I am. I actually am. You
I
really
actually am Steve.
Kind of looking like Steve.
I remember doing all the crazy impressions before.
Yeah, we were saying all the vocal stems
Chicken
from this movie. Chicken Jockey.
Ugh.
And Vindicators. Diamond Armor, full set.
Spoiler, spoilers.
Fenton Steel.
Spoiler, spoilers.
The Nether.
Have you not been on the internet like in the last like several months?
Well, on that note, I was going to say, hey, we're reviewing the Minecraft movie.
I couldn't tell.
You couldn't guess.
It's one of the most and least anticipated movies of the year for, I think, myself and a lot of other people. Like, it's definitely been hyped up. A lot of people were excited for it, but there's just as many people, myself included, that thought it was going to be just a disastrous train wreck and thought it was going to be, is it going to be the so bad it's funny or is it just going to be bad? You know what I mean?
It kind of had a weird, like, turn because the trailer came out. And it was universally pretty panned.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the funny, like, Jack Black memes came out. And then it kind of circled around of like, oh, this is, like, kind of like that the Gentle Minions trend. Like, yeah. It's going to be, like, it's just the thing to go see it. And it's going to be funny and goofy just seeing it, you know?
I think they genuinely, because I hate when trailers spoil a movie. I think they genuinely tried to keep a lot of the funny moments for the movie.
Yeah.
But then they did too much hiding for that first trailer. Because that first trailer was just...
It looked bad.
Well, Steve's barely in the first trailer. He's the best part of the movie.
And he just goes, I am Steve.
Hear me
there
out.
Were some cringy lines in that first trailer.
Hear me out. They shouldn't have told us Jack Black was in the movie.
That'd be mine.
I think that would have been a better movie.
If they would have kept that a secret, it would have been incredible.
If you just would have, like, the movie would have opened up on, like, the kid finding the cube, and then, like, he gets to the world, and then they're saved by, like, a guy in a blue shirt, and it pans up, and it's Jack Black. Like,
as Steve.
That would have been so much better. I should write movies.
You should.
We should
write Minecraft.
I'll write the next one. Give me 30 years.
What are we going to do? What's going to be our thing?
Now, what movies are you guys going to... Space Jam 3?
Yeah, I don't know who I'm going to cast. I mean, how far in the future is Space Jam 3 going to be?
30 years. Oh, hold up. What was the distance between the first two?
20.
20. There you go. 20
no,
years.
No, 25. 25.
You got 25 years.
You got time.
I kind of want to put LeBron James Jr. in there.
I think it'll be about time.
You need to put LeBron James Jr. in there, and then his dad shows up halfway through the movie and then becomes the main character, and LeBron James Jr. is not in the second half of the film.
Yes, honestly, that's been Bronny's basketball career in a nutshell.
Jonah, what are you directing?
I'll do Donkey Kong Country.
Ooh.
Could do that.
Bold choice.
You know, I feel like I know the lore.
Yeah?
I know the lore. I know about, you know, K. Rool and company. You know,
okay.
I could do Donkey Kong.
Who are you casting as K. Rool?
Ooh. I'm going to say Jack Black.
Yeah.
There it is. Another video game movie.
Who are you casting as Donkey Kong?
Oh,
Jack Black.
Seth Rogen can't keep Donkey. No, it can be a spinoff.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Donkey.
Ooh.
Honestly.
Wait, okay. He would be a good Chunky Kong.
Oh, he would be.
And then we need Joel Haver for Lanky Kong.
All right.
Yes,
hold up. We are...
On the Donkey Kong.
Wait, we haven't even started and we're off. We're off.
Lanky Kong here.
2 episodes in a row, I've sat down, no notes, and look what's become of us. So, hey, Minecraft movie.
Why'd you turn to Batman?
Did I?
What's become of us?
What have you done to us? All right, spoiler free. Should people go see this movie? I will be the first to admit, I thought it looked bad. I did. I thought it was going to be a train wreck. I thought it was going to be I'm turning it into the Trump thing that I was making fun of you before I put my hands down. It's the hands.
The Minecraft movie, they're all watching it and they...
The villagers are crazy.
They're saying Chicken Jockey and they're throwing things in the theater.
He built a wall. It was a great wall.
I like Minecraft. You can build a wall, keep the villagers out. I love it.
Oh,
God. Oh, my gosh.
I thought it was going to be really bad. Thought it was going to be so bad it was just bad. And then a quarter of the way, not even a quarter of the way, at the beginning of the movie, before we're even in Minecraft world, I remember saying to Eric, I said, this is kind of funny. I don't want him to go to the Minecraft world. Like, all the stuff that was happening pre-Minecraft world was funny. I said, like, why isn't this the movie? Like, this would be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 3/4 of the way through the movie, I this feels familiar, and I didn't realize it. It's the guy who did Napoleon Dynamite, Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
And like, if I had known that, I may have had a bit more faith in it, but like, I'll
crazy
say...
Crazy jump in subject yeah. matter, by the way.
What?
Nacho Libre.
To Minecraft?
To Minecraft, yeah.
Did he do anything Jack in between?
Black? Yeah, true. I think he did, but those were his big ones.
Yeah,
his,
surely he
his
did,
his touchstone
right?
moments.
Either way, though, I was like, I don't think it's a great movie, but it was funny. It was really
it
funny.
Was really funny.
Yeah. I laughed a lot.
This is like, I would say like, if you're judging this like objectively from all angles, it probably isn't even a very good movie.
No.
But in terms of fun and enjoyment and like theater experience especially, or just laughs and fun times, this is like a peak almost. Yeah. Yeah.
It was really enjoyable. I found myself at one point, like I looked once again, like Eric was sitting to my right. Like at one point, we were both laughing over the I'll bring it up in a little bit for the spoiler part. Just the stupidest thing ever. It made no sense.
The jokes per minute are so
But I just like,
so
we were both just like dying laughing at how dumb what was happening actually yeah. was. And like, oh, it was good. It felt like a Napoleon Dynamite film a little
yeah.
bit.
What this, I was telling my friends about this too. What this felt like, this movie's been in development for a while. And it swapped yeah. directors. I feel like they were going to make a Minecraft movie. They tried to make it like you know, they couldn't figure out a way to make it good. So they're like, you know what? We're just going to have fun with it.
We're going to double down on the stupid.
We're going to double down on the stupid. We're going to make this as goofy and fun as possible.
Good.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
It worked out super well. I think you can tell that they had fun making it, and that makes it way more fun to watch.
100%.
Yeah.
Cool.
I really like this movie. I would say, yeah, definitely go see it. Yeah, I was also in the camp of this looks terrible when it initially was released. Like, I was expecting a Borderlands-style train wreck. Mm-hmm. But I was impressed. Like, good on you. I enjoyed that it was not taking itself seriously. And it was just doubling, sometimes tripling down on how stupid this movie can get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I gave our last movie like a hesitant one thumbs up for going to the theater. I'm going to give this movie like... a thumb and a half, but I'm going to say, like, if you like going to the theater, go see this in theaters for better or worse. Hopefully you get a good audience. Like yeah. we were just talking before we sat down in here about people getting arrested and throwing stuff at the screen and like just being the
bringing
worst.
Live chickens.
But
I'll be the
say,
first to say, I encourage you all to do that.
Bro, the movie rubric does not endorse bringing a live chicken to a movie theater.
Hey, speak for yourself, man.
He is Steve.
Yeah, he is Steve. But like, I'll say, if you can get a good theater,
get a good chicken.
The theater made it more enjoyable.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I say we had some Avengers Endgame moments with the
Endgame
was
wishes.
Clapping.
Yeah. Endgame and No Way Home wishes it could be this.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was gonna say it's Minecraft. And we're going to talk about spoilers now for the Minecraft movie. Yeah, so tune
Crafting
out.
Table.
Crafting table.
Oh, my gosh.
Flint and steel.
Is that what this podcast is going to be? It's just...
Probably, pretty much. They're fun to say.
Chicken jockey.
Please don't.
These villagers love crushing a loaf.
That's a line, wasn't it?
Yeah. They clap for it. Blade. People clap for there. Yeah. Yeah, Technoblade too.
Technoblade part was really cool. I'll yeah. say that.
It's a legend.
Yeah, apparently the kid actor, that was his idea. Apparently he went to the director. He was like, hey, there's this Minecraft YouTuber that died. Can we put him in the movie? And then he did it, apparently.
That's really cool, actually.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, let's
When's
start with that.
When's the RuneScape movie come out? That's what I want.
Never. let's start with, I was going to say, we didn't do this for the last episode, and I kind of wish we had it, because we eventually got around to it, but I feel like by the time we got there, we had basically discussed the entire movie. Favorite, least favorite characters. I don't think we did a least favorite character in the last one either. But
I didn't think I had one.
Yeah.
So. Favorite, we did. Well, you said Paul Rudd, and then I think we got sidetracked. But.
Favorite, least favorite characters, though. I'm gonna take the easy option here. My favorite character was Jason Momoa's character.
Oh, yeah. Garbage man, Garrison.
Yeah. Is there anyone else who that's not their favorite character?
I mean,
can that not be
favorite
character?
He is hilarious in this movie.
The movie was so much better with him.
Yeah.
It's weird to say... The sentence is going to feel gross coming out of my mouth. Like, I'm going to feel like I'm, like, sinning. Like, this might have been his best acting. Jason Momoa is not a good actor.
No.
I'm trying to think what else he's been in.
Like Aquaman.
Better than Aquaman.
He was in Gosh, let me see. I can pull him up here. I got him up IMDb here really fast.
He's going to be Lobo, too. That's a pretty good casting.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't.
He was blasting some Skid Row in his car. I loved it.
He was an Aquaman Fast X, which admittedly I didn't see. The Bad Batch, The Fall Guy.
Bad Batch, like Bad Star Batch? Wars?
No. 2016 movie just called The Bad Batch.
Oh, okay. Different
has
Bad Batch.
has really bad reviews. He was apparently in Flash. Slumberland, Peacemaker. I know that he was in Dune, but like I thought he was awful in Dune. As much as I like Jason Momoa, like for just being like fun fine. Surfer dude, he was awful as Duncan Idaho.
Really? I thought he was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was awful. But I think that like he weirdly, there's a couple moments in this movie that he needed to like do some subtle acting. Like it's weird as it sounds for the Minecraft movie, like him burning his mouth on like the chicken.
Yeah.
Like he did some really, like, I think this might have been his best work, which is really weird to say.
Good on Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy. Him and Jack Black together.
They paired so well together. They paired
so well. Yeah.
How do you feel about the internet making them, like, a couple? Now, and sometimes the internet.
Is this your wife over here?
You know what? Weirdly enough, no. Like,
people. They literally 69 in the movie.
You're not wrong, though.
Yeah, they do.
Hate to say, so, like, sorry, kids are listening, but the internet wearing socks.
We can't prove that. The internet loves to take people that are like not a couple and ship them together. But like, I've seen some people that think that it was supposed to be canon. I didn't get that vibe. Personally.
Oh no, I thought I was just funny.
In fact, like spoilers for the very end of the movie, like we introduce Alex at the end, and then I guess we don't show Jason Momoa with anyone. So maybe, I don't know.
I thought it was like a bromance.
I thought, but that was where I was going to go with. I enjoyed their bromance, their competitive nature. Like I thought it was really cool and funny. Yeah.
You could say it's like even better than what's the flipping guy from Lord of the Rings, Gimli and Legolas when they have their little competition.
I don't think it's better than Legolas.
It 100% is.
That's actually incorrect.
Nope.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in.
They're fighting.
I'm going to end the podcast now.
I'm just saying. Did they 69 in the air? I didn't think so.
You can't prove that they didn't off screen. They could have.
They could have off screen.
Yeah. Gosh, that was a wild moment. That's what one of my students made that joke actually the other day in class. They're like, yeah, when I went and saw the Minecraft movie, I wasn't expecting to see two grown men 69. And
we got
I
got a clinch. They said
I started to turn around and be like, that's in a. They did. And like mid sentence, I was like, they did, didn't they?
Straight up.
Release. Straight up.
Release.
Oh,
we got a clinch.
There's space. No, it was a good. That was a really funny scene.
Yeah.
I do find it humorous that they just couldn't go over the wall.
They had a big net. You didn't see it.
They had what?
The piglins had like gas.
Oh, you're right. They did have the net. Yeah. They did have the net. Yeah, you're right.
So continuity.
Continuity.
You're right.
They keep track of
everything. No, they didn't.
Yeah. they did.
So favorite character, Garbage Man. I think that's easy. Least favorite character. What's your guys' least favorite character?
I'm going to go, and I love the actress. I don't know her name.
Acting was really good.
Yeah. The real estate agent. She didn't do anything. I feel like they're like, we kind of need another person to round
this existed.
Out.
She existed. She needed someone for the sister to be a friend with.
Yeah. Like, we need another character.
She had an alpaca in her car, so she's kind of funny.
She was funny, but she had no arc. She didn't really do anything.
She existed.
And she's funny. She was in Peacemaker and was great, but I mean, you know.
She was okay. See, yeah.
Can I also say the character that we didn't mention that also did really well? Jennifer Coolidge, though.
Oh,
she was hilarious.
That was such a good subplot. Yeah.
Which one is? Oh, was she the secretary or principal lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was really with the villager. That was really
whoever funny. Came up with that so, plot is genius.
That was so funny.
That was so
it felt good. Like this movie felt like 10 different movies going on at once in the best way possible.
Yes, exactly.
There was moments where I was like, oh, yeah, this is a kid's movie. But then there was moments I was like, they're doing that in a kid's movie?
What about cursing for the Minecraft movie, honestly?
Well, a decent bit of cursing. The whole, like, weird sexual energy that her character brought to just every scene she was in. And
what like, did she say, like,
with the villager?
Put me in a trash bag and I'm like a raccoon in a trash bag. I'm going to bite you or something.
She's like, you're going to need a really big dumpster.
And then Jason Momoa says, it's a wonder you're not married, man.
Whoever divorced you made a big mistake.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of weird stuff with that. Like, and I was like, in a kid's film, like, this is interesting. But here's the thing. I don't think it was necessarily ever meant to explicitly be a kid's film. I think they just realized that was going to be their target audience. But then there was the moment with, like, the sheep getting its guts ripped out by the zombies.
Yeah,
like,
having like a terrified scream. Yeah, I feel like they knew it would be all ages, kind
of. Yeah, I think it did a good job of appealing to everyone. So least favorite character was the real estate lady. Who? What was her name? Hold up, sorry, ma'am. Who?
I didn't like hate her, but she just didn't really do anything.
She was the least good out of
the least and did anything. Yeah.
Dawn?
Dawn. Sure. That makes sense.
I don't know. Not. Danielle Brooks. Making sure I'm looking. Yeah, Danielle Brooks. Yeah, she was Dawn. So yeah. I that's a solid one. Cole, do you have a least favorite?
I would say it's probably her as well. I mean, she's definitely either her and the sister. I mean, the sister was.
Yeah, she didn't do much either.
She existed.
Yeah.
But she was good. I mean, she filled the role. It's like the cliche, you know.
Older sister. Older right, sister. I need to protect you.
Has
yeah.
to be the. That's to be the parent because the parents are dead.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of cliches in the movie, to be honest.
But it's Minecraft.
But it's Minecraft, yeah.
That's Flint and Steel.
Flint and Steel.
I think Elytra wingsuits. I was saying, did Lord of the Rings have all these jokes in it? I doubt it. Oh,
don't even. I think my least favorite was, weirdly, it was Chungus.
Oh, yeah.
Chungus. Oh, he was
Eric
funny.
Also hated Chungus.
I didn't like Chungus. Every time he was on scene, I like his only bit was that he had a high-pitched voice. He contributed nothing to any scene
but
he was in.
He was funny.
You got to see him die, though.
Yeah, but that was it. Like, he shows up and he dies.
But he was funny, though.
He was a little funny.
Was he?
He was funny.
I didn't like Chungus. When Chungus died, I think I looked over and I was like, I'm actually kind of glad he died. It's like, I'm not upset about that one bit.
I don't mind Chungus too much, but he was my favorite for sure.
Yeah, I think Chungus was my least favorite by far. All right. That being said, that out of the way, favorite moments of the movie.
Ooh, dang.
That is a tough one, ain't it?
I mean, they gave us the cool Lava Chicken song. That's been kind of funny.
Lava Chicken was good.
Anytime Jack Black said anything Minecraft related was funny.
It's really hard because, like, sometimes I get upset that Jack Black saying a line was just, like, this, like, sensational moment. But, like,
it is.
I'd be lying if I said it wasn't, though.
You're,
like,
you're going to remember so that fun. Theater. It's going to be up there. With the portal scene from Endgame.
You know?
And Chicken Jockey.
That's Chicken what I'm Jockey, the Spider-Man coming back in No Way Home.
You're not wrong. When he screamed Chicken Jockey in the ring, I was like, I groaned, but I laughed. The theater erupted.
Like the for context, our theater clapped at I Am Steve, Chicken Jockey, and then lightly at Crushing a Loaf.
And then they clapped at the end after Alex was revealed.
They also clapped whenever, the weirdest one for me was whenever the water bucket, he like saved their fall. He goes, I'm going to brace our fall with a water bucket.
That was another meme. Water bucket, release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ender pearl.
It's an ender pearl.
Oh. See, I'm groaning, but
this
I'm laughing.
This movie's awesome.
It was so dumb.
It's incredible.
Vindicator.
I loved it because it's like, it's so stupid.
It's the whole movie just so stupid, but it's so funny.
It's like, if you like stupid humor, there it is.
It was oddly enjoyable how dumb the humor was. Yeah. It really was. Favorite moment. Did we say that? Did anyone say
that? No, we just got to start ranting.
We just got started
and a
talking
lot about of it was. I mean,
oh, man. It's got to be. Oh, the part I thought was the funniest was the very, very end. When the villager starts talking.
Oh, yeah. That was
good.
That was so funny.
That was
so good. Or this is more because like our friends were started laughing, like Eric and Ray. Spoilers. Docs is what I meant to say. Jeez.
He just have a stroke.
I'm having a stroke.
Joe has a stroke once an episode.
It's getting more often. They're coming in spurts now.
Are you smelling burnt toast?
I do have a candle lit. Don't get...
I smell rotten eggs. I think that's you have a gas leak.
Yep, there it is.
GG's.
It's over. But the part where they're distracting someone in the Woodland Mansion, and they have like the sombreros on, and they're playing the saxophone song, and they're singing the birthday rap.
Yeah.
It was so dumb that everyone in our row started laughing, and it was just so funny.
I got a plan.
Birthday suit and the birthday rap.
I think that was also my favorite part too. And just because like that was the moment where I said there was something so stupid, but I couldn't stop laughing. Like he was like, dude, he was like, I got a plan. And then it cut to that.
Mind you also.
And it wasn't like a fade cut. It wasn't like they showed them walking in. It was just like, I have a plan. And then not even a half second went by. They smash cut it. We're in the middle of the room.
Of the plan. Also, mind you, they have the mushroom hats they're wearing, not in Minecraft, as far as I know.
Nor are the saxophones. That's why I looked at, and like
they just made that up.
It just slowly started hitting me. So one, the absurdity of it, I chuckled. And then I had I don't know about the mushrooms hats, but I was like, are there even saxophones in Minecraft?
Doesn't matter.
And then
it was so funny.
By the time I started laughing at the fact, I was like, I don't even think there's saxophones in Minecraft. I started hearing what they were rapping.
Nothing. It's nonsense. It's about it's called the birthday rap.
Nope. Yeah.
And then I lost it. And then I think me and Eric proceeded to laugh for the next minute and a half.
Yeah.
How you know?
So
it.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I just kept thinking, I was like, what is happening? But it, honestly, that might have been my favorite moment in the movie.
This movie, so like from start to finish, kept me entertained and invested.
Oh, I was, I don't think I went like 2 minutes without laughing in this movie.
It was just,
yeah.
Either it was a funny joke or just the absurdity of the whole situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what keeps you entertained.
It was good at that.
The zombies.
Did you have a favorite moment?
Oh, man. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I like the what you said, the birthday,
the that jump, was so
the
good.
Smash cut.
Yeah,
I mean, Jack Black saying anything was funny. I mean, I always say probably hear actually your saxophone thing about right. I did like the chicken song,
and that surprised me.
Mama Chicken was good.
I knew Jack Black was going to sing somewhere in this movie.
Oh, he man, sang a lot in it.
Does he not write the catchiest riffs you've ever heard? He's like when he's just
doing his thing, just let him cook for a bit.
When he's not getting canceled in Australia, man, the man writes absolute bangers.
This forgives for that.
He started singing, and I, once again, this is the theme of this movie. I started to groan, and then that groan turned into a laugh. Like, I went in with a very negative, closed-minded attitude.
The song to the dang wolf at the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Touching
goodbye,
song.
Dennis.
it's
John's life.
Dennis. This whole soundtrack was really good.
Well, yeah, it had
even,
some good
even the
like
insert songs.
The insert songs were yeah,
and the like orchestral. It would only play a couple times. The orchestral
like arrangement of the Minecraft
of the original
was good.
C418, I think is what their name is. Music great. Sure. One of the best soundtracks of all time, by the way. Oh yeah. You ask any of your students, they'll agree with me.
Yeah, but my students...
Is that a good...
I was going to say, Jonah, that's not the argument you think it is.
What do you mean?
That if my students think it's something...
That's fair. But I think a lot of people will agree with me. Minecraft soundtrack, one of the best ever.
He's cooking here.
It just got added to the Library of Congress for cultural significance.
I'm just saying... hear me out, Tyler. Yeah. Lord of the Rings wasn't, though.
Why is he trash on Lord of the Rings so much?
Well, like, you do get mad, and that makes it for good content.
Hey, am I wrong? Minecraft is in there, and Lord of the Rings isn't. How does that make you feel?
Are you sure it's not?
I'm pretty sure it isn't.
Is it?
I have no idea.
We're going to look this up at the end of the episode. I'm not going to Google
Minecraft
right now. We're going to look at
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the what? This is the Library of Congress thing.
The Minecraft thing is real. Lord of the Rings, I don't know.
We're going to look it up.
What? Imagine we live in a world where Chicken Jockey is, but You Shall Not Pass is not. Yeah. How does that make you feel?
The game, not the movie.
No, I knew it.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
All right. I'm going to just ignore Cole.
The
least favorite moment. Did you have one?
I don't think I did.
I had one. I very clearly have one, but I'm curious to know if you guys
have. Think back to this whole thing here.
Least favorite part.
I have two least favorite moments. They're both with the same two characters.
I think this is really nitpicky, and I sound like a bit of a butthole for this part. Pardon my French. When he puts the boots of swiftness on the iron golem, I felt like this sounds really like grumpy. I felt like that was like straight up just like, let's do this so we can make a unique toy.
Yeah.
Because like that's not in the game, in case you didn't know. You cannot put boots of swiftness on iron
also,
golem.
Also, what do the boots of swiftness do for you in the game? Do you know?
I think they make you sprint faster.
That's what I thought. Like yeah. I was like, why didn't he wear those?
Yeah, and who came up with that? Why are the yeah.
Why don't we give it to the kid who's like about to go like assault tower
an army yeah
yeah
yeah I don't know that was kind of thing I was like that was a little weird they just kind of made a big iron golem with a cool little design to sell a toy but I mean other than that I don't really have a favorite scene to be honest
did you have one before I share mine
there's really nothing like I can think of I get yours like because really Minecraft as a game like playing Minecraft I played it like a couple times but like I wasn't like into it like a lot of other people were, but I got the references.
Yeah, I've got two big ones.
I did like that we got the Tesseract in this though.
Yeah
straight up,
straight up the Tesseract,
the orb.
Yeah, that's a cube.
I hated that line at the beginning. This isn't one of my moments, but at the beginning, she's like, "Give me the orb," and he's like, "Lady, in my world, we call this a cube." And then the audience laughed. And at this moment, I wasn't into the movie yet, and I was like,
"I was laughing at that."
Really?
Lady, in my world,
come on,
we
that's
call
pretty
this
funny.
Like,
it's
is
that
so dumb. It's
movie?
Funny. Yeah.
My two least favorite moments, with like a third nitpicky one, was they're running up the stairs to go to the mines. And Natalie, what's her name? Hold up.
People. Natalie's
character is like, we need a map. So she just like, holy crap, that's loud. Literally what she does, like they turn around and she lets her brother run away from like this army by himself with these two men that she doesn't really know so that they can go get a map when the guy who knows how to get there is right there with them. Like the whole the fact that they needed a map was just stupid in general and just felt like a weird.
Because Steve knew how to get there, yeah.
Yeah, because Steve knew how to get there. It just felt like they wanted to like be like, Minecraft has maps. Minecraft, the maps are a thing in Minecraft. That's a thing.
And also we got the funny bit of her not knowing how to craft.
And that was funny. True. But like, that really bothered me. Like this sister is being just the worst, letting her brother go off on his own with these people because she thinks she needs a map. That was just really dumb. And then following that, she's now walking alone through the woods with Dawn later. And they're just like taking turns hitting a zombie. And I wasn't really interested in the family drama at this point in the movie. And I just thought that scene was really boring and I could have done without it. So those are my two least favorites. My third nitpicky one, as many funny lines as Jack Black said in this movie. Huh. My least favorite one was, first we mine, and then we craft.
Okay. Oh, that was...
that one
we
was,
Minecraft, and I audibly groaned.
Like, oh, they said the thing.
That was like so unbelievably bad that it made me love it so much.
See, I thought it was
first
just...
First we mine, then we craft. Let's Minecraft.
I thought it was just unbelievably bad.
Oh my gosh.
I was dying.
You're going to remember that theater experience.
Oh. There's a video I saw of like someone recording that in a theater, and you can hear a couple people when he says that go, oh my God.
If I could just go, my few other really negative complaints too, right before that was another one I had. So we think that Garrett, Jason, I only know their names because I have IMDb pulled up. I would not remember their names otherwise.
Garrett the Garbage Man.
Garrett the Garbage Man. We think he's dead.
Yeah.
We wake up and everyone is happy-go-lucky in the mushroom. And they're like, whoa, this is so cool. I'm like, this is so cool. And they're high-fiving and hugging. And I'm like, is no one going to address the fact that Garrett's dead? Yeah. They don't even be like, he'd be proud or we miss him or in his name. Like, they just ignore him. And they're like looking at the mushroom. And then to end that scene, once again, we haven't mentioned that Garrett's dead. They're just like high-fiving and like, yeah. To end that scene, it cuts to like a six-second clip of the dog just like smirking. Back and forth for 5 seconds. And then it goes to the next scene.
What's not to love?
And I was like, what?
I think there's a line. I think someone says something about Garrett, the garbage man. But what I think is funny is that the person that says it is the real estate agent, who I think literally met Garrett for like a total of like a minute and a half. And then barely. I was like, why are you the one that's being sad about Garrett?
It was just so stupid.
Yeah.
And then I also like, and as far as like not knowing people, she probably knew him the most because she lived in the town.
That's true.
Probably knew him the most. But there was a moment where like Garrett is like trying to get the diamonds. And then he's like, the kid is like, how could you, Garrett? And he's like, I don't have any friends in the real world. And the kid goes, you had me. Like, you guys have known each other
for today.
An hour.
Yeah. For today.
Like, what do you mean he had you?
Listen, he needed friends. They both didn't have friends.
But they've known each other for less than a day. That's
friends than they had a day ago.
Yeah.
Guess that's valid.
I think you're just being a hater over here.
Hey, those are really those.
I'm just saying, Lord of the Rings.
Would never.
Lord of the Rings would never. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You know what, though? I'm like getting all my complaints out. Like, those were my big ones, though.
There really wasn't a lot like to hate on. It's goofy. It's dumb. But that's why people love it.
Yeah.
It's a meme fest over there.
Like, I liked it overall.
Yeah, the movie was really funny. One of my main, like, I guess, complaints, which I didn't care about because I was laughing the whole time.
The crafting table was the whole thing.
Yeah, the...
There's been no rules.
Yeah, they just made stuff up for the movie.
Yeah.
Tater Tot Gun is not in the game if no one...
Neither were the Buck Chuckets or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that annoyed me, and maybe it shouldn't have, because I'm not... I like Minecraft. I played Minecraft, but I don't play it super often or regularly. And like, they just kept making up stuff for the movie. And it kind of bothered me because I was like, there are so many things from the game that they could use. Why are we making up new stuff?
Not even one Ender Dragon showed up.
Yeah, they might say that for the sequel. It didn't bother me too much because the main thing was the Spud Gun, I guess.
Yeah.
But, that was dumb. and the Golem. The Swift Golem.
I'm glad that the Enderman got a nod in it.
That's true. He looked really good. Nice and spooky.
Enderman did look good. I did think it was... I keep saying I got all my complaints up, but I guess I had more. I thought it was really dumb how, one, the kid defeated him by just blindly swinging. like with his eyes closed.
That's Minecraft, though.
Yeah, welcome to Minecraft.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have enjoyed.
Bro, you even mine or Minecraft.
You know what? Yeah. I think the reason it bothered me is because, and I was going to talk about this earlier as far as likes, some of the fight choreography was really good.
True.
Like, it had a couple moments
he's
where
he's a kid, though.
The camera work came. Yeah, but like,
he's a kid, though. You're going to pick on him now, really.
Either way, like, they never talked about how he broke the spell. They never talked about how he broke the spell. So the thing looks into his eyes and he starts having like a vision and he's like being whatever, I don't know, like going crazy or whatever. And then he just snaps out of it. Just because, like, you know what I mean? It's like, it'll fry your brain. And then the kid blinks and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. And I just thought that was dumb.
You gotta shake it off.
Shake it off. Hate is gonna hate, 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 hate.
Yeah, me. Maybe. Right. I don't know.
Nah, you're right. I mean, it's a kind of thing. But my thing that I wasn't really, like, super fond of was I didn't care about really any of the characters besides the garbage man. The kid and the sister didn't care about what was going on with them. Real estate lady did nothing. It was a lot of cliches. Like when he blows up on the bridge, like, you know, it's like, is he really dead?
No, he's fine.
But yeah, like, I was stupidly laughing. That didn't really bother me, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
And also, he made the comment. He's like, I stole Steve's water bucket trick. They were over a river, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just that was my thought the whole time as they're jumping into the gas. I was like, just jump into the water, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Minecraft. You're fine.
You'll be all right. First you mine, then you craft.
First you mine, then you craft.
That's Minecraft.
Like, that scene and the scenes leading up to it, I think this movie had some moments where, as goofy and bad-looking as the visual effects were, it also had some moments where the fight choreography, the camera work, and the visual effects did look really good.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think, the Minecraft parts looked pretty cool. Like, it was a cool translation of the game to the movie, but when you throw the people in there, it's pretty ugly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't hate the art style. It looked bad in the trailers, but once you turn your brain off and get into it, the art style was totally fine. It was serviceable.
Yeah.
It looked good.
It looked how you would expect the Minecraft movie to look.
Exactly. Jason, live action Jason Momoa and Jack Black.
Mm-hmm. I had a thought. It just left me. Oh, I was going to say, I think the only other, I'm trying to like get all my negativity out now. I think the only other thing I didn't like was the exposition dump at the beginning. Wasn't a big fan of that.
What? Giving you backstory?
It had a lot of charm, I thought.
Did you?
Because it had the level booting up, and it had like in real life, and Lee real life sucked. I thought that was fun.
He yearned for the mines.
Oh, the miner thing.
The yearning
funny.
For the mines was funny. And
this
then, like,
miner doesn't age either.
Yeah. I was not thinking you say the same age.
I think I would have loved it so much more once again if we didn't show Jack Black going to the mines. If like our characters had just found this cube thing, and then it made a portal, or takes us to a portal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then we find out that this guy has been like trapped there living there Jumanji style, kind of a little bit. I think I would have enjoyed that more than the first 5 minutes was just exposition dump. And
even Jumanji, though, gave us that at the start, though.
I don't know why. It just felt like very like, okay, we have a movie. How are we going to get into it? And it just, I don't know. It didn't feel diegetic, but maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm being negative.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to get over it.
Probably. No.
When's the getting over it movie?
Oh, that'd be a trip there.
Would it? Just Willem Dafoe in a pot.
Willem Dafoe reference.
Willem
for the
Dafoe
day.
In a pot, just like climbing up a mountain. Yeah. That's the whole movie. He never says a word.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But you know, you gotta be negative in life sometimes.
It's true. It's true.
We're
Well, I was gonna say it's the Minecraft movie. What was your favorite? All right, I didn't put this in here. I'm gonna because I have no notes. What was your favorite Jack Black line?
I think Ender Pearl is the one that scratches my brain. An Ender Pearl.
Just how nice.
or Vindicators. That one was
also really stupid.
Yeah.
I the one that I groaned at the most, but this one was the one that was so stupid it was funny to me. And he was like, full diamond armor, full set.
Yeah. Diamond armor, full set. Also, not a full set. He had no diamond pants.
That's true.
Point that out.
The armor did not look good at the end.
Yeah.
That looked good with
the armor. Yeah, no, I was hoping that it would like form fit or something. A little bit. Yeah, the armor at the end looked really stupid.
It had charm.
It looked like the kid's Halloween costume with the diamond armor. Yeah.
Cool. So. Favorite Jack Black line?
Oh gosh.
Did you have one?
Take your pick. I mean, they're all golden.
All peak.
I mean, Chicken Jockey's the easy one, but I'm not going to do that. I did like.
Is that a thing in Minecraft?
Yeah, the baby zombies can ride chickens.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Chicken Jockey.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, I think so. And there's also spider jockey, skeletons riding a spider.
I've seen those.
Those
skeletons look really good
those.
Also. Yeah.
The skeletons look good.
I see. Well, I did like Flint and Steel. I think the Ender Pearl one was funny, though. That's up there.
Ender Pearl.
I mean, Jack Black said a lot of goofy stuff, and he made... If it wasn't Jack Black, I don't think it would have worked as well.
That was funny, yeah.
How he delivered him was hilarious.
Yeah. He had a lot of fun with it.
What do you guys think about the ending of, like, the moral of the movie being like, let's get back to the real world, because the real world is the only one that counts? Like, I thought that that was, it's like...
Are you looking this deep into the Minecraft movie?
They were like... They literally kind of make fun of him. It's like, why don't you, like, if you want to create, why don't you, like, man up and go create in the real world? Like, they almost imply that, like, the world that they just about died in isn't real and doesn't matter.
It was awesome.
This man has went off the grid for, like, I don't know, how many years?
I would not leave the Minecraft world, dude. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have either. Or I would at least, like, come back and visit it. They almost implied that, like, he needs to grow up and leave it. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
It's time to get a real job, Jack Black.
That's cool. He has Steve World, dude, and a dog.
Yeah, like if I stumbled, magical video game world, like I'm at the very least gonna like visit it.
Yeah,
like
he still has the Tesseract, doesn't he?
Yeah, the portal's open, I guess.
Yeah.
So. Can we talk about how Steve was in the world for how long was Steve building in that world? Do we think before the events happened?
He looked like 2000s Jack Black, so I'm gonna guess like 15, 20 years.
Okay, so in 15 to 20 years, nothing, not a single creature, village, or anything left the portal. And then It's closed.
Dennis, what?
No, I'm talking about when he was building in it.
Oh.
The first time, when it was open.
That's true. I don't know.
And then, like, a villager, like, the 5 minutes it's open, when they come in, a villager walks out the door. I was curious about that. I was like, how did nothing escape from this world in the light? Because I was with you. I got the impression that Jack Black was building fun stuff for like 10 years before. Yeah.
His beard wasn't gray at the beginning.
Yeah, like 10 to 15 years before the pig people attacked.
That was all black at the beginning. Yeah. Kind of shorter. Hmm. Yeah.
So like, and nothing left.
That's weird. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know.
I have no explanation. That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
It's a plot hole in a kid's movie. I don't care. I was just curious. I just thought that was.
No, you're right. I was trying to think about why, but I don't have anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they saw someone. I give up. You're right.
I think I broke Jonah. I'm sorry. It's really not that big of a thing. I was just thinking about
two
that.
2 points deducted.
From yeah, there's. Plot's getting one now.
Yeah, I mean,
plot's getting a one.
I mean, really, this movie, like, plot wise. It is what it is.
I mean, it is what it is.
I want to look at it critically, but I also want to take off my critic hat and just enjoy it. But I just can't. Like, there's like things like that bother me. But at the end of the day, it's basically a kids' movie. It is what it is.
For all ages.
Yeah.
I don't think kids' movies should give it a cop out automatically.
Yeah, that's true too.
Still a movie.
It's an event movie.
Still a movie.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes don't care.
True.
Therefore, we shall not care.
That's true. I actually haven't looked up any scores on it. I
can't wait.
I was telling
Cole, I don't know which way it would go.
Letterboxd has like a lot of 5 stars, which normally Letterboxd, like the pretentious people.
You think so?
Yeah. Sometimes they like a ton of 5 stars.
Cole and I sat down here and I didn't click on the video, but like, yeah, here it is. I'm Captain Midnight, a YouTuber who I normally really like. His take on stuff has a big thumbnail that just says Minecraft stinks. So okay, I'm kind of nervous.
Watch that.
Hey,
kind of nervous for his video a little bit. Yeah. Well, I'm ready, unless you guys have more Minecraft one-liners to drop, to just move to the rubric, unless you guys have anything to talk about.
One kind of note I want to say that I thought was kind of funny, I was talking about when I left the movie. This movie, watching this movie, I had the opposite feeling of playing Minecraft, but I think that's kind of makes it funnier. Like, when I play Minecraft, I'm, like, very peaceful.
Yeah.
Sometimes some scary stuff happens. You get jumped by some zombies or an Enderman. This is, just like, nonstop chaos and, like, goofy shenanigans. I thought that was kind of funny.
I did crack up at the when he first gets to the Minecraft world, and then it immediately goes dark, and he's cowering in fear in the corner.
That was pretty funny.
The dirt hut was relatable. Everyone built a dirt hut in Minecraft at some point.
Yeah, getting surrounded by zombies and skeletons and
hiding
creepers.
In the corner, yeah.
That was pretty good. Real. Can you make blocks of wool in Minecraft? Is that a thing?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
You have to shave a bunch of sheep.
You know what? I do remember doing that, because I would use that to decorate my floor with various colors now that you say that. Okay, I do remember that now. Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Let's do it. Let's move to the rubric. I started us off on the last one. Cole, why don't you start us off? Plot.
Well, three.
Three?
Middle of the road. It's like, it's nothing like special, but nothing like terrible. It's serviceable for what this movie is.
Very valid. Jonah?
I'm going to give plot a 3-2.
A 32?
Man, love
it. Oh, he really liked this movie.
If it was just the story and the plot, I'd probably give it a 2 because I didn't care about any of the family characters. I didn't really care about the story that much. I wasn't Malgosha could have killed a lot of them at the end. It would have been fine.
I forgot her name till you just said that.
Malgosha.
Yeah.
It was a fun name.
Oh, that's the piglin. Pig lady.
Yeah. But I'm 100% serious. Since characters are roped into this, just Jason Momoa's character, like, and Jack Black too, boosts us to a 3, I think. They were so fun. They were a blast. Great characters. People will forever remember Garrett the Garbage Man Garrison.
It's pretty true.
Yeah.
I think I could easily go down to a 2 on the plot, especially with some of the continuity issues. But like, plot also includes jokes, like in the writing of the jokes. So I'm gonna give it a 3 as well. The plot was serviceable. It did its job. It got us from point A to point B. Definitely a little MacGuffin-y middle half, like for sure. But like, MacGuffins aside, not bad.
Mansion. Gotta get the Woodland Mansion.
Gotta go get my diamonds.
Diamonds for my diamond hoard.
Yeah. Oh well.
That was another vocal stem that he said that was nice when he opens the mine door and he goes, "My diamonds."
My diamonds. So stupid.
I love it.
All right, Jonah, acting.
Did you give your
a 3? Yeah.
Oh yeah, you did. I'm losing it.
You're all right.
What are we doing again? Acting. acting. I'm gonna give acting a 3.
Ooh, okay.
Everyone with acting was fine, but also like Steve and Jason Momoa kind of crushed it. You know, that was good comedic acting, but not like anything to knock out. Like I said, Jason Momoa did do really good, but I'm not like, give him an Oscar. But it was good.
No, I'm gonna also will. I'm gonna also do a 3. I feel like from time to time they did a really good job interacting with the green screen people who weren't really there, but there's a couple times that you could tell it was just actor in a room. And like they were floundering a little bit. I think Momoa, Jack Black did a pretty good job. The kid was okay. I didn't care for Natalie or, well, I already forgot.
Dawn.
Didn't care for Natalie or Dawn.
Oh, man. Like any of the women characters.
Jennifer Coolidge, though.
Jennifer Coolidge is good. I do like Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah, she was fine.
So good. Yeah.
So I'm going to give acting a 3. It was serviceable. It was about what you would expect for people probably standing in an empty room by themselves for a lot of the movie.
That's all green, probably, or blue.
Yeah. So. All right, Cole?
I'm actually going to go 4 for acting. There wasn't, like, anything, like, for me, at least, I couldn't tell, like, so off where it felt like I needed to bring it down to a 3. So I'm just going to, I'll give it a 4. It wasn't, like, spectacular, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start us off here on this next one. Visuals. I'm going to give visuals a 4. The CGI was goofy from time to time, but it looked way better than I thought it was gonna. The fight scenes, shockingly well shot, shockingly like the high action, high impact. I thought it was pretty good. The camera work alone, I think, like on some of those, there was a moment where they're fighting in the like little WWE ring, and like he flips the guy upside down and the camera spins with him as they slam into the ground. I was like, that was really cool. That probably took a lot of time to set up and like shoot. So I'm gonna give visuals a 4. Thought they were good. Cool.
I'm also gonna go 4. For what everyone looked like in this movie, like as far as like it being Minecraft and like how are you gonna make that look decent at least. It looked pretty good for like better than I anticipated it being. I thought the world looked really good. But once again, similar with my thing on acting, it was good, but it wasn't like so spectacular I could justify a 5.
Yeah. No, I think I'm right there with you. Jonah?
I'm going to give visuals a 3.
Ooh,
dang, okay. You're the hater.
Hate to be a hater. I thought all the Minecraft stuff, like I said, the CGI, the way they designed it to be like movie quality Minecraft stuff was really good. Like villagers, the pig, they're called piglins now. They used to be called pigmen. All look cool. I thought that all looked great. It kind of reminds me of Ant-Man Quantumania. Like when you have like people in like a green screen dome room, I can't help but like it just looks really ugly a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of times where like maybe I'm nitpicking here. It felt like their backlight was a little too like crazy.
The hair lights were strong.
Yeah, overcompensated for like where the sun was supposed to be. Like almost like it's the back of them just looks super bright.
Totally agree.
Yeah. And I just thought that was bizarre looking. So yeah, I'll give it a 3. Minecraft stuff was really cool, but the live action green screen, I just can't get over that. It does look kind of ugly. So
the hair light, I noticed that a lot too. And like the point of a hair light for those who maybe don't know that it's only, the only thing it does is it separates your subject from the background.
Yeah.
Which is great if you don't want them to blend in with the background. But like when you're shooting it from a green screen, I feel like you kind of want them to blend in a little bit, right?
It just made it look almost worse.
Yeah, it made them like look like they didn't belong from time to time. So totally agree. There's a couple
part
times
because they're not Minecraft people.
I'm not going to knock it down to a three, but there was a lot of times that the running didn't line up. I felt like their feet were moving faster than they were, and vice versa. There's a couple really bad times and examples of that where I was like, "Ooh, that looks rough."
That looks rough. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to leave mine at a four. I'm going to be nice. The visuals surprised me that they were, for a movie that's almost exclusively CG, look pretty good. Mm. All right. Cole, back to you. Sorry. Yeah, Cole, back to you for audio.
Five.
Okay.
Soundtrack was really good in this movie.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Banger song after banger song. Even the insert songs were fire. When Skid Row gets fired up in a Minecraft movie, that was not on my bingo card for 2025.
Yeah.
I thought, like, you know, the sound effects within the Minecraft world sounded good. Mm-hmm. Sounded like the game. So, yeah, that's my take on it. Mainly the soundtrack carried it on that one.
Soundtrack was really good. Jonah?
Banger songs.
Yeah. This is a tough one. Maybe this might be bias. I'm going to give it four. And, the part when Steve shows up and fights and that song plays that goes, "You my little boot dang," that felt really goofy.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a goofy pick.
You know what movie you're watching, John?
I like that. Yeah, Hold up. Out of all the things that I said were too goofy and you're like, "But that's what makes it good." That's where you draw the line.
It felt like, I feel like I'm in hater mode now. It felt like they were like,
I just find it fascinating. Like out of all the things I've complained about, and you guys are like, "Yeah, but that's what makes it funny."
I didn't say anything. Don't look at me.
This is the one where Jonah draws the line, maybe, an insert song.
I said, maybe I'm hating. It almost felt like they went on like TikTok, like, "Oh, that song's trending. Make that be Steve's song." I'm gonna leave it at five because everything else, the order.
I mean, no. I'm not trying to tuck you up. Sorry.
But I think it's almost because I don't like that song. I feel like I'm being a little biased. I need to be objective. You know what I mean?
But the Minecraft movie.
But the Minecraft movie. Am I hater mode?
Flint and steel, Jonah.
Are you overcompensating now with a five?
The Nether.
Can I do halves?
No.
We agreed no halves.
Fooey. You know what?
I don't know why we agreed that.
I like being more positive than negative. I'm going to go back to five. Because the orchestral, like, C418 music, banger, all of the Jack Black songs, banger, the Minecraft sounds banger. I was on hater mode. I was trying for something to be hater. I'm sorry, chat. Keep it a five.
I'm torn between a four and a five. I think the movie did utilize spatial audio. There's one point where someone yelled out like off screen and I turned.
Yeah.
I thought it was a kid in the theater screaming. Like they utilize spatial audio well. The Minecraft sound effects that were there were pretty good. The audio was very crystal clear, very easy to hear. The insert songs were pretty good. I'll go five. I'll be nice. I've been really mean and nitpicky to this movie. I'll go five for audio. I think the audio engineers did a really good job on this film. Cole?
Yeah.
Wait, I already got
you. I did that. Yeah.
My bad. You gave it a five. Okay. Last category. Jonah, you're starting us off on this one. Enjoyment.
Easy five,
huh? Okay.
This was so fun to watch in a theater with a bunch of people. It was full. Everyone's clapping. I was laughing the whole time. Blast. Like, how fun it was. Blast. How much fun it was overshadowed any complaints I would have. Like I said, I didn't like the family drama. I didn't care about the characters. That didn't matter because I was laughing.
Valid.
Yeah. All the serious stuff, screw it.
Yeah, anything that, you know, all the bad stuff, overshadowed.
Okay, understandable.
Yeah.
I as many complaints as I do have about this movie, I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. I would watch it again. I'm going to give it a four. It was pretty good. Not amazing, but funny. It held up well. Cole?
Five. I really liked this
movie. It's a blast.
This movie was so stupid, and I loved it. It's not to be taken seriously at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm glad they didn't play it serious.
That's why it feels almost weird criticizing anything. It's like, well, that was dumb.
They were having fun.
Dang, I had a blast watching
more so
it.
Than Borderlands. Jack Black was thinking about this.
Yeah,
that's true.
This was like the biggest shock of the century over here. Of it.
that this movie was good.
I cannot believe I enjoyed it this much. Yeah.
Yeah. Same here. Like it won me over about a quarter of the way through the movie. I was like, maybe this isn't so bad.
This movie's kind of cooking right now.
All right. That puts me at a 76, Cole at an 84, and Jonah also at a 76. Bringing
really?
Total. Yeah, we tied on
hater
that.
Hater mode.
Yeah. You gave it 3, 3, 3, 5, 5.
That's fair.
Yeah. So brings our total score to 78.6. We round that up to a 79%, making it, I think that's the, oh, sorry, first slam dunk scored higher this year. So
that's the highest one we've done so far, besides last slam dunk.
Yeah, they got a 90 for this year. First slam dunk. This year, year three. The season, yeah. First Slam Dunk got a 92. It's not like the
fourth movie we've done, though.
Followed up by this, Minecraft 79. But that does put it in the like the upper third of movies we've done, you know?
It's a blast.
Yeah.
It's a TNT blast.
Pretty good.
Minecraft reference.
All right, I'm curious now. I'm going to look it up. So I left Rotten Tomatoes up, but I didn't look at the score. I'm going to pull up a... You should pull it up on Letterboxd for me, Jonah. I'm curious. What was that noise?
A giggle.
And why? Okay.
Funny.
So... Minecraft on Rotten Tomatoes has a 47% from critics and an 88% from audience.
Sounds about right.
Holy crap. Okay.
Once again, though, that just means that people overall give it a thumbs up is all that means. But I actually think Metacritic might be even more generous to it. Metacritic, it has the universal acclaim tag for it based off 33 critical reviews. It's at a 93. And then based off of 9,240 user ratings, it's sitting at an 8.3. So we're a little more negative, but like not by like a tremendous amount. Not. Yeah.
The Letterboxd, people on Letterboxd, if you spend a lot of time on Letterboxd, people are usually pretty like reserved for their five stars.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot of five stars, more than any other rating. This has 82,000 five-star ratings.
Really?
And nothing else even really comes close. The three stars has about 55,000. That's the closest one.
I do think this movie is going to have the problem where people are either going to give it a five or a one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, very few people are going to
give it a one, though.
What's that?
Not a lot of people gave it a one. Three and then five are the highest ratings, yeah.
I just, like, sometimes I look at movies like this and, like, we sit down and we try to be as objective as possible and, like, take everything, like, in stride. But, like, a lot of people on the internet make an account and they're, like, perfect, 10 out of 10. Or they're, like, hated this movie for X reason, 1 out of 10. Like, I feel like this is one of those movies that that's what you're going to get. So when I look at that Rotten Tomato critic score or like the a lot of the like one star or sorry 1 point like Metacritic reviews, that's what I get, that that feeling like they're not actually reviewing the movie, they just didn't like it, so it gets a one.
Yeah, this is, I think this will divide people from the that like having fun and people who don't like having fun.
That's true.
I think it will.
That's true. I'm curious. I'm gonna watch that video later from Captain Midnight and be like, hey bro, why didn't you like this movie?
this is the funny like the duality of like people like exactly what you just said, like one star versus five star.
Mm-hmm.
Two reviews right next to each other. This guy Kit Laser, star and a half. Dude, it's a kid's movie, they're gonna love it. Well, yeah, my dog loves eating crap, but I'd be an a-hole if I fed it to him. Right under it, five stars, liked Flint and Steel, Chicken Jockey, The Nether, and Ender Pearl, I Am Steve. That's what they wrote down for
it. Exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly. I expect nothing less.
I love it.
From the internet. All right, I'm curious now. I started to look it up earlier. I want to know how much movie or how much money this movie made. Minecraft.
Oh, I'm sure a lot.
It's made a lot.
Movie budget.
Okay. Theater was sold, it's made sold out.
Yeah.
Reported budget of $150 million, so 10 times that of Death of a Unicorn. The films, this is the AI overview, so take this with a large grain of salt. Its global debut has earned $301 million.
It's gonna bust a billion.
So it's made about.
I hope it beats James Cameron in Avatar.
Oh man!
Oh, what imagine a day that would be! I would throw a parade.
Where did that wind up at? I'm kind of curious. So according to this here, Wikipedia says it's it has grossed $344 million. Does that mean past budget?
That mean that's what it's net profited.
Okay.
Wait, so, no. Wait, no, net is no gross is just what it's made. Net is what it's profited.
Yeah.
We are so smart.
Gross, total is what money is that's brought in, but you have to subtract what it's actually cost to get your net.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Okay, so it's
so gross is what it's made, just period.
What are you saying?
Avatar with an estimated budget of $460 million. The film was one of the most expensive. How much did it make?
Like $1.5 billion.
What is the word I'm looking for here? Not budget. Profit?
Profit, yeah.
It made like $3 billion, right?
Yeah.
What?
Better not.
A $531.7 million profit may seem paltry in comparison to its $1.087 billion expenses, but overall, Avatar Way of Water is staggering $2.32 billion grossed at the box office.
That's Way of Water, though. Yeah. Avatar 1 made more.
Oh, did it? Yeah, yeah. I thought we were talking about Way of Water.
I hope Minecraft. Avatar 1 made I hope lot. Minecraft overtakes.
Imagine an in-game well release on its way. To beat Minecraft.
Good. Oh my.
Well, on its way.
When I Am Steve is overdoing the Navi,
you know, it could happen.
It could happen.
What a day it would be.
What a day it would be.
What a day that would be when my Steve I saw Sheep. We all went to the same church. And yeah. All right, I'm kind of curious now. I want to look up up-and-coming movies here real quick. Isn't there a... I thought AMC had a, like, up-and-coming, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know what's coming out. Elio, Pixar, is coming out soon. Superman is a few months away.
Superman looks really good.
Superman looks so good. That's probably my most anticipated movie.
Thunderbolts.
Yeah, Thunderbolts
looks pretty good.
I was not excited for Thunderbolts in the slightest until that trailer. And then
there's some good... It looks not bad.
It looked not bad. Fun. That's how I would describe it, yeah. Pulling it up here, it wants to know what I'd give a Minecraft movie. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. Okay, going back. Coming soon. Here we go. So we've got Sinners... The Accountant 2.
Sinners looks kind of cool, I can't lie.
I don't remember. Like, I watched The Accountant. Did any of you guys? Mm-mm. It was a film. Like, it was like, I'm surprised it's getting a sequel over 10 years later, it feels like. Thunderbolts. Ooh, Thunderbolts is getting an IMAX. We should go see that in IMAX. The Hatsune Miku movie looks so stupid. But
let's watch it.
We should go do Hatsune Miku.
Is that the
little blue-haired girl?
Yeah, she has a guitar pedal.
It's called a Miku. Really? You can't sing.
Yeah, it's a Korg Miku pedal, and all it is makes Miku sounds.
So it goes like, meow.
So yeah, we're going to go see it, right?
I mean, no. We have to. That'd I feel be like we have to. Great episode.
What is Sneaks?
Which that I thought looks that so looked, bad.
It looks so terrible. I thought I'm kinda it looked
really
for
dumb. The Ugly Stepsister.
That's one of those movies look really bad, and then the cast list drops. I'm like, Anthony Mackie, you agree to be in this movie? That's crazy. You're Captain America.
Looks kind of crazy.
Yeah. Let's take Toy Story and make it dumb.
Until Dawn?
Yeah, Until Dawn looks like it could be fun.
I heard people like the game. I haven't played it or heard anything about the movie. Yeah.
Cheech and Chong on Swift Horses.
Cheech and Chong looks kind of fun.
I thought there was some... Megan 2?
Megan 2 is happening.
Matugan?
Yeah, Matugan.
I don't know what they're going to do when they do a third one.
Mathregan.
Mathregan 3.
They're better. I feel like there was an... Oh, Friendship. That was the other one.
Oh, Friendship looks so funny.
Ooh, May 9th. Yeah, I was scrolling because I very clearly remember there being something that I was like, ooh, I want to go
something
see this.
In the way.
I love Tim Robinson, so I'm very excited for that movie.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Something.
All right. What is happening? All right, I think
that's
on that note...
That's the villager.
That's the villager. Before we can devolve any further, I'm going to end this train wreck of a podcast we host here.
An ender pearl.
We'll go see something soon. I hope you share this with your friends. What impression should we have Jonah do as we exit here?
I don't know.
Some Minecraft.
Go another Minecraft.
I could do...
that we haven't done yet.
I could do zombie.
Yeah.
I feel like we've done zombie-esque things before, though. Hold up.
Say a Minecraft thing in a Jack Black style voice that wasn't said in the movie.
Yeah, something not in the movie.
Okay. Netherite ingot.
I think that was a slur.